It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
It's time for postseason football tonight on Sunny 101.3. Once again, tonight we are at Seglinski Field in Mound City, Missouri, where the Mound City Panthers are taking on the North Andrew Cardinals. Mound City comes in number 3 seed in the district. They are 6-3 on the year. North Andrew comes in at 4-5 on the season. North Andrew at Mound City. The game tonight, the winner moves on to play next week against either Platte Valley or East Atchison in the district semifinals. I had a chance to visit with Mound City coach Taylor Stanford. We'll talk a little bit about game last week for the Panthers and even more about tonight's matchup with North Andrew. We'll kick it off at 7 o'clock here at Seglinski Field. Sit back, enjoy the game. We'll be back and visit with Coach Taylor Stanford of the Mound City Panthers after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
If you're in business locally, you already know what it takes to succeed. Hard work and some timely help. At Frontier Bank, we're a local business too, offering businesses like yours the financial tools you need to succeed. Helping you grow is what we're all about. Stop by and talk to our commercial specialists or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Taylor Stanford, the head coach of the Panthers. Coach, you just finished a 6-3 season. A lot of good things for the Panthers. Again, 6-3 record. You let it be 9-0. That doesn't happen very often. But it's the first winning season, I think, since 2020 I had last week. Congratulations to all the work that goes into that. And everybody's feeling pretty good about football again at Mound City right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our guys have come in since the beginning of the season, put in a lot of work to make those improvements and get better there. I'm really proud of our guys, the way that they've improved from last year to this year.
Well, and the one thing we... You know, I think you and I talked about it earlier this year. You had so many kids hurt last year that a lot of really young kids got to play a lot of football. And I'm counting seniors on this year's Mound City team at 6-3. And I'm not fine. I didn't have to count very high, which is a good thing. You don't have a lot of seniors. It's still a really pretty young football team you've got.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you don't have to use more than one hand to count the seniors, there's a lot of young guys there. I'm excited for our guys coming back next year. But, you know, we want to finish this season out the right way.
Certainly do. Quarterback Henry Smith, big game last weekend against Rockport, the number one team in the state. You lost that game, but he played well. It looks to me like he's grown a lot. in his ability to play, and just physically he's bigger, but he's doing a great job not only running the ball but passing the ball, just getting better and better as just a sophomore.
Oh, he is. You know, last year, about halfway through the season, we put him in there at quarterback as a freshman, and he's gotten tremendously better this year, and just each and every game just keeps improving.
Let's find out here about the Cardinals of North Andrew. It's a team, we seem like you used to run into them in the playoffs all the time, but you didn't play in the regular season this year. They're 4-5, and this doesn't mean anything. It's just nice for guys like me to talk about and the fans to listen to. They've got 4 wins this year. The teams they have beaten have a combined record of 6-30, so I wonder, how good are they?
You know, the film that I've seen, you know, they're a good team. They're going to get a lot of push up front. They win a lot of the line of scrimmage battles. So our guys have to do a good job on the line of scrimmage, making sure that we reset that line of scrimmage. Because they're not a bad football team.
Mm-hmm.
They've played some good teams over there, but we just got to do a good job in doing our assignments.
This number 3 seed in the district, as we said, earns you a home game, and I don't think there's much the Panthers like better than playing at Zielinski Field.
No, absolutely. We love playing here. You know, our fans are awesome. They come out and support us a lot there. So, you know, it's really nice to get that home playoff game.
And we talked a little bit about the injury situation. Nick Ivey was limited last week. So you made a few changes there. You had some different kids in the backfield once in a while. I think some of it was by design, maybe some of it by necessity. But the kids did pretty well in there. And when you do things like that, it just gives you a few more options, a little more experience for down the road, even this year.
Yeah, it does. You know, it gives us the experience there this year, just creating that depth. But then, you know, it also gives us that experience going into next year because we won't have Ivy back there. So it's nice getting those guys in there, but it'd be really nice to get those guys completely healthy.
The passing game is something I don't know how much you work on it, probably more than people think, because you love to run the football. But it was very efficient last weekend against Rockport, and something I know you've got a lot of plays in the book that the fans and the opponents haven't seen yet this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, we always have those plays in there that we save till the end. And that's, you know, even some formations in there that we haven't even come out in yet with different personnel packages. So that's, we work on that stuff. And yeah, there's a lot of those things that people don't see, but it's just preparing for down the road and games. And, you know, those games are here now, so you might be able to see a few more of those things.
Your kids, especially the offensive and defensive line, they're usually not the biggest bunch out there on the field. It seems like most weekends your opponents have a size advantage on you, but they held up so well against a big line at Rockport last week. What's the matchup like tonight size-wise with North Andrew?
You know, North Andrew is not a small team. Some of their skill guys are a little bit smaller, but they've got some quickness there. You know, our guys have to do a good job of keeping their pad level low because North Andrew does a good job of doing that. So, you know, if they can get underneath of us, they're going to get some movement there.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, Coach, we'll finish up with this. Just a couple of keys of things going well for Mountain City tonight.
I think the biggest thing is taking care of the ball and limiting penalties for us offensively. You know, that's kind of our big things every week, but especially tonight, I think with the way North Andrew runs their offense, you know, possessions are going to be limited. So we got to take advantage of every possession. And defensively, we got to win the line of scrimmage. You know, offensively, they do a really good job of getting a push up front. So our defensive line has to do a good job of not going backwards.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight in our game coming up here for the Panthers.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Fall City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083. Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Good evening, everybody, from Seglinski Field in Mound City. We're in the midst of the national anthem here. They're playing over the PA system, so we don't have much volume on here. Hang on with us just a few minutes, and we'll get things going here better for you. All right, there we go. Welcome, everybody, to Seglinski Field in Mound City. I'm John Nixon, along with Cody Schwall, and it's time for Missouri playoff football. It's the first night of district action here in Missouri eight-man football tonight. Mound City comes in as the third seed. They are ranked at number, or in the district, they're the seed at third, and they are taking on North Andrew tonight. They are the 5 seed in this district tournament. Cody, welcome along here tonight to Mound St. Seglinski Field.
Yeah, what a great night for football. Cool October evening. Actually, it's kind of amazing. It's the last night in October, but happy Halloween to everyone.
Yes, absolutely. You're out there driving around, watch out.
It's true.
A lot of little ones we were leaving town and coming over here to Mound City. Lots of folks out there running around taking care of their stuff and getting their load of candy for tonight. This game, interesting. Mound City coming here 6-3. The squad from North Andrew comes in here 4-5 on the year. They are a big team. They've been beset by some injuries this year that have certainly hurt their opportunities for some wins this season. Now, our presenting sponsor tonight on Sunny 101.3 is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for tonight's action here on Sunny 101.3. They are getting ready. They're going to introduce the starters of the crowd on hand. They're going to have the coin toss out at the middle of the field here in Missouri. So a lot still going on here at Seglinski Field as we get ready for this game. Mound City coming off a loss last week, 36-14 to the number one ranked Rockport Blue Jays. No shame in that. Rockport, number one team in the state. And Cody, Mound City played their second closest game of the year last week. And they gave them what they wanted and would hope to see them again here down the line in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, most definitely. And you don't take any shame in a good loss, right?
A
Rockport
absolutely
team that's very, very athletic. Rockport undefeated, haven't had any close games besides Mountain City, really, John. So a tip of the hat to the Panthers last week standing up there at Rockport.
All right, we've got that done. Now we're getting ready for the coin toss out here in midfield. We'll have the coach go out with the players first of all. Cody, we better get to some starters here. I'll tell you what, I'll talk defense, you talk, or I'll talk offense, you talk defense.
Okay.
We'll start with North Andrew. They're going to have a number of players going at it tonight. In the backfield, Jacob Hill, 140-pound freshman. At one running back, Adler Miller. He is a 160-pound sophomore. Quarterback, Levi McAfee, 185-pound sophomore, but he runs the ball a lot for him. One of the ends is Isaac Coates, 165-pound junior. We'll see Jackson Ritchie out there, 190, and a senior. And up front, they are big. One guard is Carson Wilms, a 280-pound senior. The other guard, Cooper Garrison, he is a little fella, 220-pounds, and a senior. And the center is Tyson Wilms, a 255-pound sophomore. They're coached by Dustin Williams in his third year as the head coach at North Andrew.
And on the defensive side of the ball for the Cardinals, look, here are a lot of familiar names. Up front on the defensive line, Levi McAfee, a sophomore at 185 pounds. Isaac Coates, a junior, 165 pounds. Also up front, Carson Wilmes, a senior at 280. And at the other defensive tackle, Cooper Grishow, a senior at 220. At the linebacker position, it'll be Evan Smith, a junior at 150 pounds. Adler Miller, a sophomore at 160. Jackson Ritchie, a senior at 190. And then defensive backfield for the Cardinals, Jacob Hill, a freshman at 140.
Bounces offense for Coach Taylor Stanford tonight. They will go with this group up front. Rennick Rader is a sophomore. We don't have any weights for the Panthers. They're decent size, though. They're not. They don't have anybody in that 270, 280 range, but they've got the size for eight-man football. Calvin Knowles at center. He is a senior. And at the other guard is Scott Manley, a junior. At tight end site, we will see Grady Knapp, a sophomore, and John Gard, who is a junior. We'll all see John Gard off and on, possibly at fullback tonight as well. In the backfield, Henry Smith is a sophomore at quarterback, starting about his, well, this is his first full year as a starter, but he played a lot last year for Mountain City as a starter at quarterback. In the backfield will be Creighton Ralph, a senior. Nick Ivey will maybe be back there tonight. He's got a bit of a hip injury, didn't play much in the backfield last week, mostly on defense. Cole White replaces him when he's not in there. He is a sophomore, and we'll have a Liam Durr in there as well. Had an end tonight from time to time for the Mountain City Panthers. He is just a freshman.
Yeah, a lot of defensive players, the same names as the offensive players John just mentioned, but up front defensively, Scott Manley, he's a junior. He'll play defensive end. At nose guard, Calvin Knowles, he's a senior. Caden Gillenwater will hold down the other defensive end position. Rotating in the linebacker will be Nick Ivey, Grady Knapp. Ivey a senior, Knapp a sophomore. And Rennick Rader, he's a sophomore, will play linebacker. And John Gard, a junior linebacker. In the defensive backfield for the Panthers, Creighton Ralph is a senior. Cole White, a sophomore. Henry Smith will play safety, and he's a sophomore. And Liam Durr, a freshman, will hold down the other defensive back position.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between the two schools, it's also an educational experience for the students involved, because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friend at Sunny 101.3, the Missouri State High School Activity Association, remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. Well, North Andrew won the toss. They deferred to the second half, so they'll be kicking the ball away here to start this ball game this evening. See if we can catch that kicker's number out there, Cody. They've got him turned sideways here, so I can't see who it is or where he is right at the moment, but we'll find him. Back deep will be Liam Durr for Mound City. He'll stand back about his own 15-yard line, 40-something. It's a high kick. End over end, hits at about the 20, rolls down to the 16-yard line. Picked up by one of the up men, gets around the corner, 25, trying to stop and cut back and down now at the 25-yard line. For Mound City on the return that time was Cole White.
And on the tackle that time was North Andrews' Evan Smith. On the kickoff that time was Tyson Wilmes for the Cardinals.
So Mound City starting 1st and 10 at their own 25-yard line. That's where we'll start the ball game. Panthers come out. They're going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball a lot, but they, once in a while, they'll throw in a pass play or two. They'll line him up on the near right hash mark, going left to right as we look at it to the south end zone. And Henry Smith will keep it on the first down play on the quarterback bootleg around the right side, and he's going to have a first down, gain of 10, almost 11 on the play on the first play of the game for the Panthers.
That was Jacob Hill, a freshman, coming up for the defensive stop that time for the Cardinals.
They're going to give him the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 11. Brief timeout here for a shoe repair on North Andrews' side. There we go. They're playing four down linemen and blitzing a linebacker. Handoff Ralph running left, trying to find a hole. Gets to the outside, turns to the corner, 35-40, and he's pushed out of bounds on the North Andrews' sideline, the far side of the field, after a gain of about four.
Ralph tiptoed the sideline over there, but just couldn't keep his feet in bounds. Just kind of lost his footing and stepped out of bounds.
It seems like Creighton Ralph very rarely gets knocked off his feet. He ends up out of bounds a lot. He runs a lot of sweeps. Second down and six, the ball right at midfield here for the Panthers. Purple tops, yellow pants side for Mound City. Turn, and the ball straight up the middle. They go to the fullback, and that is going to be Ralph on the carry. No, it's not either. On the carry, that will be Cole White, number 10, not 11, excuse me. And Cole White's all the way down to the 27-yard line of North Andrew.
Yeah, chasing down that time was Levi McAfee, a sophomore for North Andrew, coming up with the tackle.
So the Panthers, on the march so far, they've moved it down to the North Andrew Cardinal 27-yard line. If you're just joining us, it's eight-man football tonight here on Sunny 101.3 Missouri District Playoffs. Quarterback keeper this time, and Henry Smith caught right at the line of scrimmage around the hips. He can't get away and comes down right at the line of scrimmage.
And there on the tackle that time was Jackson Ritchie, a linebacker for the Cardinals.
So it brings up second down and 10 now. It's really a nice night. If you're playing football, it's probably really nice. If you're sitting in the stands, it's a little chilly. If you're in the press box with the heat on, it's really nice, isn't it, Coach?
It's not so bad.
Turn around to the left side. This time, Ralph turned to the corner and, again, pushed out of bounds on the far side over there. Inside the 25, down to about the 22. He'll have a gain of about five and bring up third and five.
Kind of deceiving from our vantage point here, John. It looks like Ralph was almost by the first down marker and then get back to the mark, and he got about a gain of five.
Yeah, that's what he said. He never hardly ever goes down. He just keeps running aside.
Yeah.
We're never sure where he's out of bounds at. So now a big play, third and five here for the Panthers. Again, the Cardinals have four down linemen with a running linebacker blitzing into the hole, and now straight ahead to the 20-yard line is going to be Cole White, and it'll bring up fourth down and about three, and I'm sure Mount City is going to go for it on fourth here.
Levi McAfee was the one waiting for him right there as they were looking for a little room to run off the right side.
We always tease Coach Stanford and some of the other eight-man coaches over here. They seem to be really against punting. Of course, from this distance, you wouldn't punt it anyway. Split back set, right side hash mark. Turn, and the ball going to the left side. Ralph got away in the backfield, and he is inside the 15. He's down to the 10, and he's going to be spotted down after a gain of 10 yards in the first down for the Panthers.
Dragging defender goes to Ralph across the first down line, brought down that time by Isaac Coates. Looked like he was the last one getting above that pile.
It's going to be first and goal, the ball right at the 10-yard line here for the Panthers. White on the left side. On the right side is Ralph in the split backfield formation for Mound City. Double tights on first down and goal. Turn, Smith gives the ball to White. Oh, nice little step. He steps out of one tackle. He's in the five, inside the five, and down to about the 3-yard line. That was a nice run. He could have been dropped right about the line of scrimmage and got away.
Adler Miller is the one that drug him down there at the 3-yard line for the Cardinals.
So it brings up second and goal now at the 3-yard line of North Andrew. Nifty run by the sophomore Cole White. Panther playbook wide open here. No pass attempts yet, and I don't expect any here now. Split those backs again. Middle of the field, under center of the quarterback. Turns, gives it to Ralph, and he runs into that defensive line. Nowhere to go. They don't get him off his feet, but he has nowhere to go. This time will bring up third down and goal.
Standing there waiting for him with Adler Miller right there in the hole that time.
No game. Third and goal from the 3 yet.
North Andrew doing a good job of standing up here. It's hard to stop him inside the 10-yard line, but brings up a third down and three to go from the 3-yard line.
This will be the 10th play of the Mound City drive to open the ball game here. Clock down to 8:25 in the first. No score. Split the backs, and quarterback wants to throw it. He does into the backfield.
Oh, it's intercepted.
Bobbled and intercepted off the hands of the Mound City receiver and picked off by North Andrew.
On the interception was Jacob Hill, a freshman back there on the defensive effort. The ball was tipped, John. The receiver for Mound City had it, lost control of it, and standing there waiting for it was Jacob Hill in the end zone.
I don't know if it was 41 or 44. It went off of either Knapp or guard that time in the end zone, and the ball ends up with the squad from North Andrew. Touchback. What number we got that, Cody?
11.
11, okay.
Yep.
So, turned away are the Mound City offense, and now it'll be North Andrew at their own 15-yard line. 8:15 to go here in quarter number one, and they'll come over the football. Levi McAfee, 185, and a sophomore under center. He's got one setback and a man on his left side split out. Quarterback keeper and hit and dropped after a gain of two, maybe three. It's an option play, and I mean McAfee keeps it a lot.
Creighton Raub with the ankle tackle at the 18-yard line.
Pick up a three on the first down play. Levi McAfee, 1,232 yards rushing coming into the game. Another 804 yards passing coming into the game for the North Andrew Cardinals.
They held that match point for a really long time there before he decided to keep it.
Spread formation, two receivers, actually three receivers, a man in motion. Quarterback back, it's tipped, and it's caught and then dropped by North Andrew. Mound City thought maybe they had a shot at it but couldn't come away. It's going to fall incomplete and bring up third down and seven.
Good offensive, defensive effort there by North Andrews. That was Jackson Ritchie able to knock that ball to the turf before the Panthers were able to get the interception.
Well, Ritchie's trying to knock it down. The Panthers are trying. Well, I think he might have tried to catch it first.
Well, he might have.
So I better knock it to the ground before they grab it. So three down defensive linemen for Mound City. Almost a four linebacker set. Option right. Quarterback keeps it. Breaks out of the pack and has a first down out across the 25 to the 27-yard line. The run by Levi McAfee.
After the first down run, Liam Durr is the one able to stop him after the gain.
Pickup of eight on the play. Makes it first and 10. For the Cardinals.
That mesh point, when he was still trying to put it into the fullback's hands, he was 2 yards past the line of scrimmage still looking to option that. So ball security is a huge deal when it goes to that long of a mesh point.
We come over the ball, first and 10 for the Cardinals. Back to the handoff, goes to the back, and he is going to be thumped down 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, carrying the ball to Jacob Hill, the freshman. He found nothing but purple jerseys.
It was Nick Ivey, the first one to get in there and get him that time.
The halftime score in Nebraska with six-man football, Lewiston trailing Southwest 53-6. Second down and 12, 6.5 to play, first quarter. All right, split them in wide right. We've got a shotgun set with two backs, one beside the quarterback. They hand off to the deep man, trying to get to the
ball
corner. The ball is loose, and Mound City on the football. Carrying the football that time was Adler Miller, and he got stripped of the ball, and the Panthers get it.
Nick Ivey was the one to scoop the football up off the turf. Turnover to the Panthers.
Actually gained a yard but lost the football, so a turnover each way now for the two teams in this first quarter. Mound City has the ball back with 6:21 to go at the North Andrew 26-yard line. 6:21 to play, period number one here. Over the football, right hash mark, split the backs, quarterback under center. Back to Raup, looking outside, cuts it up inside. Good gain down to the 20. He'll pick up six on first down.
He got a big hit in there that time by the quarterback for North Andrews, Levi McAfee. Put a good pop on Raup that time.
McAfee, just a sophomore. Little wind blowing northeast, northwesterly, I guess. Flag across the way. Here's the Glinski Field, mostly hanging out there to the east and the south. Here's a quarterback bootleg, and Smith got open down the sideline, dives for the pylon, but out of bounds at the two-yard line. It'll be a gain on the play of 18 yards.
Isaac Coates, a junior for the Cardinals, was able to track him down there Not until he got to the 2-yard line. Great play design by Mound City.
So the Panthers, again, with a goal to go situation here, turned away last time on interception in the end zone. Over the football, they come from the right hash mark. Double tight set, turn, and the quarterback trying to push his way into the end zone. He'll be forward for a yard, will be Henry Smith.
Yeah, Cooper Grishow, and on the stop that time, the defensive tackle position just stood up and stopped him after a gain of one.
Clock moving, 5:15 in a fast-paced first quarter here. One pass attempt, it was an interception in the end zone. That's about the only time our clock has stopped here in this first period tonight. Smith over, gets the play call from the sideline, heads back to the huddle. Second and goal from the one, and Smith going to try it again, and this time he's into the end zone for the touchdown for Mound City.
1-yard touchdown run.
So Mound City, on a four-play, 26-yard drive, takes the lead at the 4:54 mark of quarter number one. Try for the two-point conversion coming up here for the Panthers. Henry Smith with the touchdown. This time, we'll same formation. We'll split the backs. I guess I could probably quit telling you that because they do it every time. Smith going to keep it around the right side. No, he pitched it off, and it's into the end zone for Cole White. 8-0 Mound City. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time for a Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap on a 1-yard touchdown run, John. 1-yard touchdown run by Henry Smith and the 2-point conversion by Cole White makes the score 8-0, Mound City in front. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
I believe that's Caleb Russell set to kick it away here for the Panthers. Tee it up at the 30-yard line, hits the ball. It's a low liner caught by one of the upmen around the 25 and back out across the 30. To the 33-yard line will be the North Andrew return man coming back with the football. That time, Camden Holm, a freshman.
All right. Short field this time for North Andrew, relatively.
Spot the ball at the 34. 4:49 left here in quarter number one. 8-0 Mound City with the lead. All right, we're going to put two receivers out wide right. We got a tight end, kind of a wing position on the left side, and quarterback keeper straight up the gut. Goes McAfee. He got hit and spun, then fought his way forward across the 35 to about the 37 for a gain of three.
Yeah, in there on the stop, Cade Gillenwater for the Panthers.
Second down and 8 yards to go. And I'll give him two. I see they spotted him back a little bit farther than I thought. So second and 8. Again, we got a little tire repair here, but one of the backs for North Andrew. Okay, got that fixed. Over the football, high formation. Quarterback back and hit and dropped all the way back at the 30. They're going to call it a loss of one. He ends up 7 yards behind that, and Mound City came flying through that time.
Too. Scott Manley, the first one to get him there for the Panthers. Good defensive effort by Scott Manley.
Manley is among the leaders in the state on tackles for losses. You can see why.
There's that mesh point causing an issue, right? It just allowed Mound City to get in there quickly, and they just grabbed. Manley had two guys in his hands, the running back and the quarterback, able to make a good defensive play there.
That's what Ndamukong Suh used to do,
grab
the whole backfield and start throwing him out when he found the guy with the ball.
Exactly.
I do enjoy watching old highlights of him playing football for Nebraska years ago. We have a timeout on the field with 3:26 to go in the first quarter. Timeout called by the Cardinals. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mount City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mount City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Looking around the area, Pawnee City traveled out to Dalton, Nebraska today in a six-man playoff game, losing 63-14 to Layton. Johnson Brock over on KTNC, our sister station, trailing with about 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter to Crofton, 88-48. Two receivers right, quarterback drops, McAfee throws, and he is just off the mark. Throws to the outside shoulder of his intended receiver down there who had to turn around. That was Durr on the coverage over there.
Coach. And intended receiver was Jacob Hill, the freshman. They were looking to get the ball to him. He had to spin around all the way, kind of change his momentum, and just couldn't pull that football in.
Some injury problems for North Andrew this year. I believe a guy that was going to be their starting quarterback got injured way back early in the year and has not played, although certainly no complaints with Levi Mack. He's thrown for 800 yards and 16 touchdowns and running for 16. Now we shift two backs from the left side of the quarterback to the right. He's going to drop and throw. He lobs for the sideline. It is in and out of the hands of a Mound City player. Is that a route? Couldn't hang on to it. It'll bring up fourth down and eight.
That was Smith back there. Henry Smith on the defensive effort that time. Just couldn't corral the football in. Turnover on downs.
That was fourth down. Excuse me. So now Mound City will get the ball back again. In excellent field position at the North Andrew 36-yard line.
So nothing cooking that time for North Andrew. We're only able to move the football a couple yards on that series.
Panther defense playing pretty solid football here so far. Henry Smith back in the game at quarterback again. Leads the team over the football here. One of the few teams you see under center all the time in the quarterback. Smith turns up the middle. It goes to White. He's breaking tackles. He's inside the 30 and down to about the 27-yard line. He'll have a gain of 9.
And on the stop that time was, let's flip the sheet over, Cody. Jackson Ritchie. Jackson Ritchie in on the stop.
There's a whole bunch of them.
There was a few of them. Now Ritchie will head to the sideline. And to replace him comes Cooper Hamblin, a junior, 175.
Leading the Panthers over the ball, Calvin Knowles. I believe that's Rennick Rader at the center now. Turn, handed again to the fullback, and nothing doing this time for White. No gain on the play.
Trying to pick up a number here. That was Adler Miller in on the stop that time for the Cardinals, getting to their ball carrier in a hurry.
It's going to be actually third and two. To spot the ball back at the 27-yard line for the Panthers. 2:10 to go, first quarter. They're up 8-0. Turn, the quarterback going to keep it. Smith dives forward for the first down inside the 25 to the 24. He'll have 3 yards and a first down.
After the run, it was Adler Miller knocking Smith to the ground, and Miller, for North Andrew was there to help Henry Smith up off the grass.
Clock goes under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 8-0, Mound City. Ball on the near side, right hash mark for the Panthers. Turn, give the ball to Creighton Ralph, the senior. He breaks free. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He heads for the corner of the end zone, and it will be a touchdown run of 24 yards for the Mound City senior.
24-yard touchdown trot. Once Ralph got loose, he was gone.
Ralph puts the Panthers ahead now 14-0 with that touchdown run. Mound City over 100 yards rushing here so far in the ballgame. A couple of short fields for him. Another four-play drive and 36 yards. It's 10 yards further this time. Toss the ball back to the running back. That's going to be White, and he is into the end zone around the right side. And it's 16-0. Mound City with a minute 40 to go in the quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3.
This Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. It was a 24-yard touchdown drive that capped off a 36-yard touchdown drive on four plays by Creighton Ralph. The two-point conversion by Cole White was good. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Okay, we are ready to kick it away for Mound City. Ball bouncing and rolling and covered up at around the 34-yard line there. North Andrew has to just fall on it. Mound City doesn't get a lot of deep kicks, but they sure don't have allowing any returns, for sure.
Silas Miller for the Cardinals that time on the recovery.
Cardinal ball at their own 33-yard line. They'll take possession with a minute 38 to go here in quarter number one. They have tried three passes, have not completed any yet in the ball game. Line him up in the eye. McAfee under center. He's back. Quarterback keeper. He just took a step back, then went forward on the draw. He'll be across the 35. A gain of two, maybe three on the play at the most.
And on the stop, Scott Manley that time for the Panthers.
You're going to say that a lot tonight.
He's everywhere.
He,
I should be keeping track of his tackles.
He and guard do a lot on the Panther defense up front there.
Nick Ivey does a great job in that linebacker position flying around, too.
And he's dinged up. Second and eight for the Cardinals. A little motion. Panther jumped. It'll bring up second and short unless he was drawn off. I don't think he was.
No, I don't think so either. And they call that the old announcer's jinx on Manley.
Offside will make it a second and three.
Got a little antsy there. That's what happens when you tackle so much.
Yep.
You want to get a good start.
Nose the ball, touching midfield now for North Andrew. They're on the near side, left hash mark. Clock stopped at 1:02 of the first quarter. They're going basically against the wind. One setback, they hand the ball off to him.
Oh,
and
great
hit,
play.
Hit and drop right where he gets the line of scrimmage is Adler Miller.
That was Kate Gillenwater on the defensive stop that time for the Panthers. About no gain on the play.
Bring up third down. We'll call it third and two. We'll give him a yard. We'll be generous.
Clock's rolling. 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. A fast first quarter, to John's point just a little bit ago.
Over the sideline they go to get the play. It comes in here to the coach, or to the from the coach to the quarterback. Kind of got this one lined up with two wingmen on the left side. Oh, man.
Just nothing going.
Straight ahead they go. And, oh, don't get too over anxious, boys. The play went on. The tackle went on a little longer than it probably needed to there, but no flags. And it'll bring up fourth down as there was nowhere again for Adler to run.
Not at all. Nick Ivey was the one that came out of that mesh point on the tackle first for the Panthers.
Excuse me, that was Miller on the carry. Adler Miller.
Quarter.
And the clock winds down to all zeros after one in the district opener. Mound City 16 and North Andrew 0. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance.
Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance, rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go here in quarter number two, fourth and two, and oh my goodness, the Mount State defense steps up, steps across, and they bury the back in the backfield for a loss of two on fourth and two.
Absolutely nothing cooking on fourth and two. Big defensive stop in there. That was Manly, and I believe Kate Gillenwater was in there. John Gard might have also been in there. Just a whole bunch of Panthers on the defensive stop.
Loss of a couple will make it Mound City ball. First and 10 going the other way. The Panthers have it at the Cardinal 39.
So another good starting field position for Mound City here on the opposing side of the field.
There they go over the football, handed straight ahead and grabbing by the jersey on the left side. White is going to be knocked down after a gain of one.
Yeah, defensive effort there. Jackson Ritchie on the stop for North Andrew that time once again.
I would be afraid that I just lost every fingernail on my hand with a tackle like that.
That's
that jersey.
Yeah.
All right, they split the backs. Mount City going right to left now as we look at it here in the second quarter. Turn and give the ball off. Ralph gets the outside, breaks the tackle, 30, 25, 20. It's a race to the 10, 5, and he hit the pylon, but out of bounds at the one-yard line.
37-yard gain by Creighton Ralph. That time just got outside and took off down the sideline. Wasn't able to pick up who tackled him that time. This wall kind of got in the way, John.
Surely not. 151 yards on the ground already for Mound City here. We're going to spot him down to the 2-yard line. So it is a 36-yard pickup. Well, he deserves to give Ralph the ball back. You go that far, and he deserves to get the score here. Turn, but they will
they
give it off. They did give it to Ralph, and he dives into the end zone for another Panther touchdown, and they're up 22-0 with the 11-11 to go in quarter number two.
All right, Ralph's second touchdown on the evening. This time from 2 yards out. Scoreboard shows 22-0, pending the two-point conversion try here coming up for Mound City.
Cody only took him 3 plays that time. They're getting more efficient.
Yeah, 4-4-3.
That's somebody's zip code, I'm sure. Area code. Two-point try coming. It's been White every time. It's White again, and he is into the end zone for the third consecutive time. Panthers almost have an extra touchdown just on those extra points here. 24-0 Mound City, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Thunderbirds, winter's on the way. Are you ready? Jeep Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Cheap Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. This time it was a 3-play, 39-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run by Creighton Raub for Mound City. The 2-point conversion good on the touchdown, or the 2-point conversion run by Cole White to make our score 24-0 with 11-11 left to go here early in the second. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and in Fall City.
Mound City ready to boot the ball away again from the 30-yard line. This time they'll kick a little bit against the wind, and it is going to go off the side, and it's going to squirt out of bounds on the east sideline over there on the far side. So it will be North Andrews' option here. They'll take the ball at the 30-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like where they're marching it off to. You know, I never did see a flag thrown, but, I mean, It had to be thrown, didn't it? I never saw one laying out there.
Did anybody touch it?
I didn't see a ball laying out there either, or a flag laying out there either.
We were having a little
conference. Yep, now it is.
Conference.
There we go. The official just made the signal from the back there. I still never saw a flag. Maybe they just didn't throw it. I'm not sure.
They're going to take it where the ball went out, though?
It looks like it.
Throwing to what I thought. I don't know all the rules, I guess. I think I do sometimes. Take the ball, hand it to the left side, and the running back breaks free, was hit, and looked like he was stopped dead in his tracks. Bouncing to the outside that time was, I believe it was McAfee, the quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback on the quarterback keeper coming out of that mesh point, and then took it left out around the defense and gained about 8 yards on the first down run.
Wow, I thought he was a lot farther down the field than that.
We've had that happen twice to us tonight.
Fellas start running plays our way. We can tell where you're at, maybe, instead of going over there that far side all the time. No, nothing on the far side. You're not familiar with Seglinski Field. The opposing team stands over there. There's a track and a scoreboard and a bean field past that. Straight ahead, the handoff goes, and there is nothing doing here. Although they get close to a first down, they're going to get a yard on the play. Carrying the football straight ahead, that I believe again is Miller.
I might sound like a broken record, but it was Gillen, Water, and Manley in there on the stop once again for the Panthers.
North Andrew, they're going to give him the first down. They're going to say he got 2 yards. They change it up a little bit, so first down run makes it first and 10. Just the second first down of the ball game for North Andrew. They trail 24-0 to Mound City. High formation, turn right up the middle. They go this time. And the quarterback, McAfee, powering straight forward across midfield stripe into Panther territory. They're going to spot him at the 438-yard line here. Gain of 4.
Gillen Water and Calvin Newell in on the stop for the Panthers that time after a gain of 4.
But North Andrew, they've got a big offensive line. They said 280, 255, and 220. Mound City's got decent size, but they're not that big, so they might just say, hey, our best option is just to power straight forward here. They've got one setback, a fullback behind the quarterback. They give him the ball. No, he does not give it off. Quarterback keeper and McAfee run to the sideline and says, I'm going to take the exit to the right, and it'll be short of the first down by about a yard.
Trying to track him down that time was Grady Knapp, a sophomore. Don't step for step there before the quarterback stepped out of bounds. Third down and short now coming up for North Andrew.
They're in Panther territory here. This might be the first time they've been in Panther territory this game.
Yep.
Coming in with the play is Isaac Coates, 165-pound junior. He's got 8 touchdown receptions on the year. Tried him deep earlier. Slot man left side, quarterback wants to throw. No, he wants to run, and he's dropped in the backfield by a solo tackle at the 35.
That solo tackle was none other than Scott Manley tracking down the quarterback. That was a broken play from the get-go, John. Quarterback turned to his left. Running back was hit off his right hip and just couldn't figure out what to do with the football. On a broken play, Levi McAfee ends up losing a couple.
Going to bring up 4th and 4. You're down by 24, 3 minutes into the second quarter. They're not going to punt it. They're going to go. Come over the football on the right hash mark. That's the near side of the field. One set back, a receiver to the right, and the quarterback wants to throw, and it's off the hands of his intended receiver, Isaac Coates. Would have been good for a first down, but instead, it's Panther football.
Raup and White back there on the defensive coverage for Mound City. Another turnover on downs for North Andrew.
Well, let's see now if the Panthers can have an extended drive here. This time they would have to cover 45 yards. Their last 3 possessions have covered 26, 36, and 29 yards, I believe, here. Come over the ball, 1st and 10. Quarterback, bootleg to the right side.
Room.
Around the corner he goes. Ooh. And he took a peek inside, and the defense caught up with him and drops him into North Andrew territory at their 39.
That was Isaac Coates, so you have a tough break on the drop on the last play, and then you save a touchdown. Because nothing but green grass if Coates wouldn't have tracked down Smith that time.
It's going to be a gain of 6 on the play. Mound City, 158 on the ground thus far. 2nd and 4, clock winding. Turn, hand the ball straight ahead, and breaking free is White. He turns, he spins, they're dragging a defender with him, and a good job by the sophomore, Cole White.
Carson Wilmes was the one that was able to hold on to him and then finished off by Adler Miller on the tackle for North Andrew.
From the 39 to the 29, a 10-yard first down run for the sophomore.
Ground game working for the Panthers this evening.
They come over. We got moving along the line, and the flag from the official. Offsides against North Andrew.
The hard count got the Cardinals to jump offsides there. Smith tosses the ball to the official and says, we'll take those 5 yards.
I didn't hear he's supposed to use that Patrick Mahomes play from a couple weeks ago.
He may have. This never works.
Something like that's what he said. It's going to bring up first and five now for the Panthers. First and five, they're at the 24-yard line of North Andrew. On the near side, left hash mark. Turn, right up the gut goes the fullback again, and White into the end zone. Touchdown, Mound City, from 24 yards away on first and five. Cole White, 24 yards for the next Mound City score.
He doesn't just score two-point conversions. This time he scores from 24 yards out.
So he is capable of running more than 3 yards. We have determined that this drive. Okay. 30-0, Mound City. 8:08 to go here in quarter number two. Two-point try, Mound City. Well, let me see if I can jinx them here. They're perfect so far tonight. I'd try to not make this one. Turn, toss it back, and it's going to be White again. Runs it right, turns up the field, and
Mound
City player said he made it, but the official said no, he did not. I tackled him. I'll take full credit and blame. 30-0, Mound City with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bed in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stack sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 8. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram, at The Grain Bin Tecumseh, so you can keep up with all of our specials and events. Now let's cheers to good times, downtown on the square in Tecumseh, at The Grain Bin.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. This time it was a three-play, 45-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 24-yard touchdown run by Cole White. The two-point conversion no good. That makes our score 30-0 with 8:08 left here in the second quarter.
Caleb Russell puts the toe to the ball. It's a better kick, and it's caught by one of the up men at the 25-yard line. Oh, my goodness.
He said,
please don't kick to me anymore, because he just got blasted by a Mound City defender.
On the reception that time on the kickoff was Evan Smith. North Andrew will keep possession.
Wow. He took a shot.
Yeah, he did. I thought the ball came out there for a moment, but they held on to it nicely.
Might have been a helmet. 8:03.
Could have been.
Man. Halftime. Thank you, sir. 8:03 to go here in the first half. 30-0, and Russell back. He looks, he throws that back.
Oh, that's
nice
a good pass.
Inside the 30, inside the 25 goes the receiver. He threw that between two defenders, Isaac Coates, and the first big play of the night for North Andrew.
Liam Durr on the defensive tackle there after the big pickup on the pass by North Andrew.
27 yards on the pass, but I believe that to be their first complete pass of the night.
It is, yep.
And it's first and 10 at the Panther, 23.
That was a great pass.
Yes, it was.
Excellent looking football.
A lot of zip on it. Jacob Hill splits wide left. We got two backs on the right side of the quarterback. McAfee hit as he releases, and its pass is incomplete. Hits the turf at about the 2. Again, McAfee took a shot.
Scott Manley was back there in a hurry. All the quarterback could do. All McAfee could do was throw that thing towards the pylon and give his receiver, Jacob Hill, a chance, but ball ends up going out of bounds.
So sometime in his life, quarterback made him angry?
One quarterback. Just hustle, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's the thing I see out here. I haven't seen the Panthers this year, but it's a lot of effort and hustle on the defensive side of the ball.
Split man to either side of the field. Quarterback going to keep it. Run straight ahead is McAfee. He'll be to the 20-yard line. A pickup of around 3.5. We'll call it 4.
Didn't pick up who got the stop that time for the Panthers.
Guys in the middle.
I'm guessing it's probably one of the ones we've mentioned here this evening.
Manley, Guard, Ivy, they're all there.
Gill and Water doing a nice job out there this evening. 3rd down and 7 now from the 20-yard line.
7 minutes to go, second quarter, 30-0, Mound City with the lead. Split to either side, a slot man on the right, motion man. And now McAfee tries to turn the corner, and a one-on-one solo tackle brings him down at the line of scrimmage.
Kate Gillenwater, a junior, the defensive end, on the stop, loss of 1 on the play. 4th down and 7 now for North Andrew.
They have to get something on a 4th down here because it's not been easy for them. I think every 4th down they've turned it over now so far.
3 straight possessions of turnovers on downs for North Andrew, looking to switch that up here on this 4th and 7.
Isaac Coates brings the play in from the sideline. Now we're going to put the receiver wide to either side of the field. Oh, and the right guard jumped. We have timeout first. Timeout first by North Andrew. That saved the penalty. 6:08 to go in the first half. The Panthers up by 30, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
It's hard to believe it's already Halloween time. Usually this is a night filled with fun, costumes, and treats, but safety should always come first. Nemaha County Hospital reminds families to make sure costumes are visible in the dark, use flashlights or glow stick, and always check treats before eating them. Drivers, please slow down and watch closely for those trick-or-treaters. A little extra caution helps keep Halloween safe and enjoyable for everyone. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Timeout was called by the squad from North Andrew, just down the road a ways here, down at Rosendale, Missouri. They come over the ball, 4th and 8. Quarterback in the gun, 2 receivers left, 1 to the right, a setback on the hip of the quarterback. McAfee drops, throws over the middle, he's got a man, and it's the 1st down at about the 6-yard line. Gain on the play of 14 yards.
It was Coates again on the receiving end for the reception that time. Puts it inside of Panther territory, 1st and goal for the first time tonight for the North Andrew Cardinals.
For those 2 pass completions, they have outgained the running game. 41 yards to 33 at this point.
Now you keep Manley out of the backfield whenever you go back to pass.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
1st and goal at the 6. 2 receivers right. Tight end on the left side comes in motion across the formation. Now a right side hands a toss the ball. No, a quarterback kept it. Or was that 20 or 19 on the carry,
yeah,
Cody?
Yeah, that was your quarterback.
Yep, okay. So McAfee carries it. He'll move from the 6 down to the 3-yard line, a gain of 3.
Cut it in half. The Panthers able to knock him down there at the 3-yard line.
So 2nd and goal now at the 3-yard line, 5:14 county, 1st half here at Mound City Siglinski Field.
Great, great place to watch football right here.
Oh, that's nice. Here we go. Man in motion.
Uh-oh,
oh, 2 men in motion at the same time.
Hold on.
So the quarterback got in the end zone, but we had an end on each side that went in motion at the same time.
Well,
I don't think that's allowed,
you know,
at any level.
It was a shift play, just 2 of them. That'll back them up 5 yards. So 1st and goal, 2nd and goal now from the 8-yard line for North Andrew after the penalty.
Are you allowed to do that in little kids' flag football?
I don't think so.
No, you're not supposed to? You can't call all those, can you? All right, 2nd and 8, 2nd and goal from the 8. Motion man across, quarterback keeper, straight ahead goes McAfee, hit at the 5, and he's still fighting forward. He's going to fight his way all the way back down to the 3-yard line. He'll pick up 5 on that play.
John Guard finally able to knock him to the grass, but great individual effort there on the quarterback keeper up the middle. gained five.
He's listed at 185. He runs like he's about 220.
He was dragging defenders that time.
Down City brings in a little more beef up front here. Ivy comes out at linebacker here. North Anderson's their wide receiver to get the play. I guess that saves the quarterback running back and forth. Take the snap. McAfee rolls right, looks, throws, and it's
good.
Tipped away. Nice play defensively by John Guard.
John Guard knocking the football away from the intended receiver that time was Coates once again for North Andrew, but good defensive effort by John Guard.
Another fourth down play here for North Andrew with 4:14 to go. It's fourth and three. Don't you get the feeling that McAfee is going to just try to do something himself?
Yeah,
you're going to let him keep it?
I think so. Just based off of what we've seen here in the first half, it's just kind of a Levi McAfee, you know, if he goes, they
good
go,
show,
right?
Yeah.
So I attend fully that he might keep the football here.
He might have an option to throw it, but whether he does or not, I'd say the odds are against it. Motion man circles around. He does throw it, and he throws it low, intended out of the backfield that time to Adler Miller, and the pass is off the mark. And the Panthers stop him on fourth down again.
Yeah, four in a row turnover on downs. Mounted defense this time standing up at the 3-yard line. Their backs against the goalpost, basically, John, and a good defensive effort by the whole team that time.
They had 9 plays that time, best possession of the night for the Cardinals. This time we come out and running the football on the left side, up the field, across the 20 and the 25-yard line. Boy, his run has to be Ralph. I never did see his number.
It was Ralph.
Creighton. He has kind of a unique running style. You don't really mistake it for anybody else.
He kind of just glides, doesn't he, a little bit? That time knocking out of the bounds was Evan Smith on the defensive effort by North Andrew.
It's a 21-yard gain out to the 24-yard line for Creighton Ralph. Clock stop at the 4:02 mark of the first half.
Clock would be rolling a lot more if Ralph would just stay in bounds, John.
Yeah, that's true. 233 yards on the ground for the Panthers so far. Henry Smith, quarterback, keeps it, gets a good block around the right side, and he is going to be grabbed by the back of the jersey. That was almost a horse collar, but he pulled away from it.
Yeah.
And he will be just shy of a first down.
That was Isaac Coates over there. Like John said, had his hand up there around the shoulder pads, but was able to let go as Smith hit the sideline there out of bounds. So, good heads-up play.
Second and one, end of the game for Mound City. Comes their end, Liam Durr, freshman. Split men to either side in Mound City on a shotgun formation.
Well, man.
Could be the end of the world tonight. Turn around, and they give it to Ralph. He turns the corner, and he gets hit, pushed out of bounds. But he got the first down. He'll pick up about, they keep stepping up. He got 3 or 4 on the play. We'll see when the official stop dancing here. Had it on 1-yard mark, then they stepped up another one, so he'll move it out to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, that time on the defensive effort, Jackson Ritchie chased him as the clock shows 3:48 left to go here in the second quarter. Mound City with the lead, 32-0 with the football here nearing midfield.
Well, it's Halloween. Mound City goes in with shotguns. They scared me right away.
Yeah.
It was kind of a treat.
Again.
Kind of a treat, I guess. Split man left, split man right, back in the gun. White in motion, the give on the inside to Rout. Rout makes a cut to the middle, and he is inside the 30, inside the 25, and down to the 21-yard line of North Andrew.
Finally chased down by Evan Smith for North Andrew after the big carry by Creighton Rout.
Well, Rout is piling up the yards here now in this second half. Mount C, 268 yards on the ground. With 3:40 to go in the first half.
He listened. He stayed in the middle of the field that time.
Yeah.
Stayed in bounds. Another shotgun look.
Panthers, they got a lot in the playbook that they don't use during the season. Here we go. The ball's on the ground, and it's covered by North Andrew. They went for a quick pitch out to Ralph that time, and the pitch from Smith a little behind. Ralph tried to one-hand it and couldn't come up with it.
Isaac Coates on the fumble recovery. It'll be a 1st and 10 for the North Andrew Cardinals from the 27-yard line.
Second turnover of the ball game of Mound City, but they still lead 30-0. North Andrew at their own 27. As Cody said, we got 3:27 to go here in quarter number two.
Let's see what North Andrew does coming back out here. They had some success throwing the football last time they were in this kind of field position. Then tried to get the passing game going in the red zone. Just didn't work out.
Three receivers in the formation, and it's going to be a handoff straight ahead to their tailback, and nowhere to go again for Adler Miller.
Fellows in the middle, Calvin Knowles, as well as Kate Gillenwater in on the tackle for the Panthers.
No gain. Bring up second and 10 to go for the Cardinals here.
3:05, nearing midway here of this football Friday evening on Halloween. You know, it makes me wonder how many of these kids dressed up as football players when they were younger, John, and now they get to play a game on Halloween night.
Probably quite a few. Second and 10 in the shotgun, and McAfee back. He's got a man wide open at midfield. He hits him, stepping out at the 35-yard line this time is going to be Jacob Hill.
Yeah, Hill got open that time, knocked out of bounds by Mound City's Henry Smith after a big gain on the play.
19 yards, they'll spot him at the Panther 34-yard line. So first down yardage there.
Just kind of lost track of the receiver that time, did the Panthers. He kind of was all alone out here near side.
Slot man goes in motion to the left, comes back to the right. McAfee looks at him, wants to set up a screen to the left, a little wheel route. He's got Adler Miller, and Miller upended after a gain of about three. That was a nice tackle.
Nick Ivey was the one making the tackle for the Panthers. Open field on the left side. Good tackle by Ivey.
Bring up second down and 7. Gain of 3 on the play.
That was the same play they ran there on that fourth down from the 3-yard line there on the last possession. Decided to come back to it and say, this thing's going to work. Let's make it happen.
Clock moving, 2:09 to go in the first half. 30-0, Mound City with the lead. North Andrews got a couple timeouts, I think. No, one maybe. Turn, hand the ball off on a reverse with the football this time will be Jacob Hill. Hill around the left side. He's pushed out around the first down marker, and he got it.
Moving,
he got just what he needed.
Yeah, moving the chains. Back there on the stop that time was Liam Durr, a freshman for the Panthers on the defensive stop.
Clock stops, 1:53, second quarter. Wind has died down completely over there. Look at the flag hanging straight down over there at the scoreboard in Zielinski Field.
Right above the Panther.
Now everybody in tight, one set back, quarterback under center. McAfee back, looks, heads the pass for the end zone, and it was tipped by Mound City. Henry Smith on the coverage with Durr, and they just about tipped it to the receiver.
Just about did. Smith back there, as John said, on the intended receiver in that time for North Andrew was Jacob Hill. Trying to get, you can tell Hill just a freshman, but they are trying to implement him into the offense here. Had a big pass reception on this drive, and then turned the corner on an end around towards the far side for a first down on the last play.
Second down, 10, ball spotted. Quarterback takes the snap, rolls back, and throws it inside the 20, and that goes out of catch. Diving to the ground to make the catch, Jacob Hill.
It was a – did they call it complete?
Well, he did at first, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just kind of looking at the official back here. I thought maybe they were going to call it a penalty. I had a penalty flag. I
wasn't sure what was happening, to be honest with you. But it is a pass completion nonetheless. It looked like a farther pass, about 3 yards on the catch, but it was about a 20-yard throw.
It's going to bring up third and 7. Now we're
incomplete today.
Was there a replay I missed?
Yep, executed perfection. What do they call that on the NFL?
I don't.
Some sort of replay assist, just called that incomplete.
I'd like to see the stats on the NFL and even the college.
Yes.
When they go to the official, what do you think of that? But they're never right.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah. It's tough.
Well, like my sketch sheet now is never right.
Yeah. Can't get it corrected now.
Had that down as a pass complete.
Scribble it off.
Now it's an incomplete pass. It's third and 10. Ball at the 24-yard line of Mound City. And the quarterback going to keep it straight ahead with the football. Goes Levi McAfee, short yardage to the 22. It'll bring up 4th and 8.
Manley in there on the tackle as well. I believe that's Nick Ivey, I think. Ivey's still tying his shoe. Yep, that is him. Ivey and my sheet on the wrong side. Manly on the stop that time for Mound City.
How could you forget who that is?
Well,
yeah,
I'm not sure.
You say it every tackle.
I don't know. I don't know a lot of the things that I do, John.
Yeah, I don't even realize the things I'm saying sometimes.
Just going with it.
4th and 8. Here come the Cardinals over the football. At the Panther 22, and we've got a whistle. We've got a timeout called by North Andrew with 59 seconds to go in the first half. They trail 30-0 to Mound City. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
At Seglinski Field in Mound City, Missouri, I'm John Nixon along with Cody Schwab.
44 degrees tonight, John. Feels like 41, like you mentioned earlier. The breeze has died completely. 4th and 8.
All right, quarterback in the shotgun. One back with him, dropping back. McAfee looking, throwing for the end zone. It's intercepted.
Good play.
And that was Durr, wasn't it, number two?
No, Smith.
It's Henry. And Henry caught the ball, ran out of bounds at the two-yard line, immediately dropped the ball, put his hands on his head like, why did I intercept that on 4th down?
Whoops.
Well,
they got the longer field to work with now.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Henry's going, why did I do that?
So just to explain to the listeners, if Smith would have let that ball go out of bounds, ball would have been spotted back near the 20-25-yard line where the North Andrew Cardinals had it. Smith caught the ball at the 2-yard line on the interception. Instead, they have the football down there instead of back at the 20 or 25.
53 seconds to go in the half, 30-0 Mound City. Motion man across. They toss it ahead to White. He gets to the outside on the right side. Gets by one man, and they push him out of bounds over on the far side across the 10 at the 11-yard line.
On the stop that time, Evan Smith pushing White out of bounds.
I think these little things they count as passes now are really cheating for passing yardage, but no, well.
46 seconds left to go. Reminder, our score is 32-0. We will have a halftime show for you, so stay tuned for that, and we'll take a look at the weather before we come back for second half action.
Panthers over the football on 2nd down and a couple here. They should have a full complement of timeouts left if they like to use them. Straight ahead, they go with the run this time, and there's nowhere to go this time for Henry Smith, the quarterback.
That's because Levi McAfee was standing there waiting on the tackle for the defensive stop for the Cardinals.
Picked up one.
3rd down and short, 3rd down and 1 for the Panthers. Clock 24 seconds. Mound City content, just going to halftime here, I believe, John.
Panthers, that was their first complete pass tonight. They're 1 for 2 with an interception. Snap it back in the gun. Quarterback and coming around left side is Ralph.
Uh-oh.
He breaks outside 20-25. He's run to the 30 and drugged down at the 37-yard line. Out of bounds. The clock will stop with 5 seconds to go.
Well, now maybe we think a little differently on them timeouts, but it's going to be 1st and 10 from the Panthers. 37-yard line with 5 seconds left to go till halftime.
Pick up that time from the 12-yard line out to the 37. Another 25 yards for Ralph. Come over the football. Smith tosses it back. Ralph reaches down, grabs it to the shoe tops, runs the right side, pushed out of bounds, but that will end the first half. He'll have a 9-yard gain. Mound City 30, North Andrew 0 at halftime here at Seglinski Field in Mound City. Mound City over 300 yards rushing in the first half, and they have a 30-0 lead. We are going to have a 20-minute halftime, and then we'll have a 3-minute warm-up period. So a lengthy halftime here. We'll take a break. We'll be back and look at the first half scoring coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, your Gravely dealer. Come on in and check out our great selection of mowers. We've got 10 different models in stock, starting with the little ZT34 for that small yard, all the way up to our ProTurn 360 for the professional. Also, right now, we've got 0% interest for 48 months with approved credit, so come on in and apply today or do it from the comfort of your home. We got a great lineup. Come in, check them out today. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Halftime here at Mound City. 30-0, Mound City in front here at the halftime break. Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online. Check them out at highlandcc.edu. John, all Mound City there in the first half. A lot of rushing by the Panthers.
303 yards and efficiency on the ground for Mound City in that first half. Just a terrific total. They only threw, I think, two passes. One of those was intercepted and completed one. But big nights. Tell you what. I'm impressed, obviously, with Ralph, but also with their fullback, Cole White, sophomore, has had a lot of playing time with Ivy not playing as much of that hip problem on the offense. He's done a good job in here tonight so far, 7 carries for 58 yards and a touchdown for the sophomore fullback. So
yeah, doing a good job.
Good night for him so far.
Yeah, he scored a touchdown and converted 3 of the 2-point conversions for the Panthers. So he's doing a great job filling in there for Ivy.
All right, you want to run through the scoring?
Yeah, sure can. It was all Mound City, as we said, 30-0. The Mound City Panthers got things started with 4:54 left to go in the first quarter. It was a 1-yard touchdown run by Henry Smith, 2-point conversion good by Cole White. Then they scored again on the next possession with 1:40 to go in the first quarter, 24-yard touchdown trot by Creighton Raup. That topped off a 36-yard drive. And then right away in the second quarter, after a turnover on downs by the North Andrew Cardinals, the Panthers score from 2 yards out by Creighton Raup once again at the 11-11 mark in the second quarter. The 2-point conversion again once good again by Cole White. And then the fourth touchdown for the Panthers came at the 8:08 mark in the second quarter. It was a 24-yard touchdown run by Cole White. The 2-point conversion no good that time. That's what got our score at 30-0. Would like to mention all the drives for Mound City, 26, 36, 39, and 45 yards out every time. So good field position for the most part for Mound City. Those last couple of drives, they started from inside their own 5-yard line and were only able to get it out to about halfway midfield point before turning it over on downs or halftime as the last possession ended, John.
Well, the teams are out getting ready. They're both sitting outside. North Andrew down here in the south end zone. Mount City's up with their backs against their shed up there trying to stay out of – there is no wind, so they're just trying to huddle up together. and stay a little bit warm. But 30-0 at halftime is our score. Right now, we'll take a break here from our sponsors. Remember, say thanks to them. We can't do it without them. We'll check the weather forecast for the weekend. We'll be back in a few minutes with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies in store tonight. We'll see temperatures falling back into the low 30s with winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, lots of sunshine and a high temperature in the upper 40s with northwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday night, clear with temperatures in the upper 20s and east winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, lots of sun with highs in the upper 50s. Southwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday night, clear, temperatures in the upper 30s with light west winds. Monday, plenty of sunshine and high temperatures reaching the low 60s. Monday night, partly cloudy with temperatures in the lower 40s. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the upper 60s with light southerly winds. Wednesday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. And Thursday looks mainly sunny with high temperatures in the low to mid-60s. That's your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers know you need more than seed and feed to grow your business. It takes dedication, insight, and a willingness to work hard. And it takes Frontier Bank. From real estate loans to expand your operation, equipment financing to boost your output, livestock, and operating loans. Frontier Bank has the people to help. Stop by or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com. Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Seglinski Field in Mound City, Missouri. Cody, another score of interest tonight in the other side of this district bracket. East Atchison is leading Platte Valley 30-20 right now. 30-20, East Atchison with the lead. And if they win that game, they would be playing at Rockport next week, looking for a score. Do I got the right thing here? Yeah. Looking for Nottoway Valley. They've got a bye, so the winner this way is Nottoway Valley. Next week, that looks like that will be, at least for now, Mound City, Nottoway Valley, and Rockport. You're going to host East Atchison or Nottoway Valley next week, Platte Valley. So we'll see what happens with those games as they progress through the rest of the evening here. 8:53, counting down here. We've still got about 10 or 11 minutes to go here at halftime. Tell you what's coming up tomorrow in sports over on our sister station, KTNC. Tomorrow afternoon, we have volleyball district finals, the undefeated Johns County Central Thunderbirds. But Tecumseh, they'll be in action at home tomorrow. That will be a, I don't have my paperwork with me here, I'm sorry. They're playing tomorrow against Elmwood Murdoch, and I believe that's a 1 o'clock game tomorrow, or is it 2 o'clock?
Let me look. I'll look.
You look real quick. That's going on. I don't have my paper in front of me, I'm sorry. And on Sunday 101.3 tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, it'll be Fall City Sacred Heart out at Cambridge. Cambridge will host Sacred Heart tomorrow in the Class D2 District Final. The winners go on to the state tournament next week, starting Thursday and Wednesday and Thursday next week in Lincoln. That game on KTNC tomorrow afternoon at 3. And we'll follow that up with Husker football on KTNC tomorrow afternoon. The Nebraska will host USC tomorrow night at 6:30.
Yeah, first serve from Tecumseh tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Pre-game will start at 1:50. Randy Catula over there on the call from that one from Tecumseh.
Can't remember anything anymore. If I don't have notes in front of me, I don't know a darn thing anymore. So anyway, our two teams in Nebraska that were in playoff action today both came up on the short end of the scoreboard. Johnson Brock ends up their year with a record of 8-3. And the 5-4 season now for the Pawnee City Indians. They had to travel all the way out to Dalton, Nebraska today. Ended up losing to Dalton. And their season comes to an end. So congratulations to getting there. Johnson Brock won their opening week last week in the playoffs, lost in the second round here today. So that is where we're at right now. Don't forget we got Chiefs football coming up also on Sunday 101.3. That's Sunday afternoon. They'll kick it off at Buffalo at 3:25. We'll have the pregame show 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon here on Sunday 101.3. Right now, we'll take another break. Be back and give you some more information coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
At Falls City Nursing and Rehab, we take care of veterans and your loved ones too. We are proud to be one of the area's only local VA contracted nursing communities and take extreme pride in taking care of those who sacrifice for us. Falls City Nursing and Rehab also offers one-on-one physical, occupational, and speech therapy on-site with private rooms available and employees and residents that are involved and enjoy doing activities together. Stop by or learn more at fallscityrehab.com. Falls City Nursing and Rehab, your premier care center and local VA provider.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City. Cody Schwong, John Nixon with you here this evening. Our score at halftime, 30-0, as both teams are back up and stretching. We will have another three-minute break before continuing to live action here in the third quarter. Do want to put a plug in. Peru State College women's basketball just happened to stumble across the score. They win this evening at 5 o'clock tip-off. They win 84-64. Fall City Sicker Heart alumni Arison Vonderschmidt, 22 points on the evening, 4 rebounds. So Arison off to a good start. If you're curious and want to watch some basketball, there is a local player on that team. Arison Vonderschmidt off to a good start, has scored 20 points or more in all four of their contests here so far this season. So the Bobcats looking to do something they haven't done in a while, John, be successful at the women basketball level.
Yeah, get things going here with the good record, get off to a good start of the season. That's always very helpful. So won't be long. The courtside guides will be coming out. We're finishing up those stories and trying to figure out who's playing where and when and all that good stuff. So we got that coming up in a full winter of basketball. And
basketball.
Rumors.
All right.
Rumors that there might even be some wrestling on the air this winter.
Man.
So it's gonna, we're going to blossom out a little bit into some other sports.
Spread our wings.
Yep.
Basketball's always fun.
Where do they put up the ropes and stuff for that wrestling in high school? I don't know. They have. I could be the bell ringer.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I could be the bell ringer, maybe.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, that's not, you know, my forte.
You better just leave me in a gym if you want me to help.
We need to find some experts to help us out there, and I think I know a few. So that will work out just fine.
The basketball volleyball on tonight. They just first served there at 8 o'clock.
Don't tell me because I'm recording it now.
Oh,
so.
I don't know. I didn't check the score.
Okay. We'll find out anyway. So if they lose, I won't watch it. If they win, I will. So I know how that works.
You don't think your wife will fill you in before you get to watch it, will you?
She probably forgot it was on unless she's listening to us. She'll wait and watch it with me later.
Okay, perfect.
So
that works out.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Gosh, so much good hospitality when
you
come over here.
It is.
Unbelievable.
It's just friendliest superintendent in the world unless he's your kid. He's, you know, got to punish for some reason. Corey Miles taking care of us tonight. Jake Shipman, I guess. AD is out tonight. Possibly he has some young children, and I think perhaps they are dressed up as something tonight, out collecting candy.
Knocking on doors.
Yep.
Yeah, always a good time. I do like coming over here, man. They come over that first basketball week, you know, the hospitality room, go up there and get full. That's just great by the staff, and they just make you feel at home over here at Mountain City.
Well, you got to get early. You got to beat Randy up there.
That's true. That is very true.
A lot of stuff's gone when he gets in there ahead of you.
He gets here like 3 hours early, so he can go up and visit and snack around.
Yeah,
he's got it made.
Thank you. Hope he gets home tonight. He's driving in the rain early. He was up at Crofton, Nebraska, doing our game for Johnson Brock over on our sister station, KTNC. Called me and he said, temperature dropped 10 degrees and it's raining. What am I getting into? I don't know. Nice here, about 75 and sunny. Not
75.
Light it a little bit, but, you know, that's okay. All right, the teams are out here. Cody, if you're the North Andrews squad, it's got to be a little disheartening because you ran some of your better plays. The running game has worked just a little bit, but not that much. The passing game is not where they want it to be tonight, but I think they're going to have to go through it a little more.
Yeah, I think so too, but I think one thing you can kind of hang your hat on or go back to is you have had it inside the 10-yard line twice and then weren't able to score, right? So I think just having that mentality coming back here in the second half, you know, they do get the football. So that might help the Cardinals a little bit with some momentum. But just keep your head up. Know that you can drive the football and then just, you know, find a way to cap it off. This Panthers defense is flying around. Absolutely. Their defensive front, their linebackers, just not making it easy on any Cardinal, but especially Levi McAfee, their quarterback.
Certainly not in the first half. Henry Smith, 6 carries, 34 yards and a touchdown. And he, or actually 8 for 49 and a touchdown total. We have White with 7 carries, 50 yards and a touchdown, and Creighton Ralph, 10 carries, 112 yards and 2 touchdowns for Mound City. McAfee, 14 carries, 41 yards, 4 of 12 passing, 53 yards, and 1 interception in the first half. We're doing the warm-up period right now. We're going to take one more two-minute break. We'll be back with the second half action coming up from Zielinski Field on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Mound City, we're glad you stuck with us for our halftime show here this evening. Our halftime report was presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Check them out online at highlandcc.edu. John, set for second half action.
Well, the toss, start of the game, coin toss won by North Andrew. They said, we will defer. We will give Mound City the ball first. And it worked out because they got an interception and stopped him on that first possession of the game. But after that, Mount City scored, I think, 4 times in a row before they got him stopped again. We're ready to kick it away, teeing it up out there for the Panthers, Caleb Russell, once again. 8-man football, kicking it off from the 30-yard line here tonight at Mound City. Russell kicks it short. It's caught out of the air, snagged at the 37 or 38-yard line by the squad from North Andrew.
And Blaze McCartney, the up man that time, catching the football and dropping to the turf at the 38-yard line, 37-yard line, first and 10 North Andrew to start the third quarter.
All right, just a second off the clock there. So we'll see what they come out and do offensively. Levi McAfee is their quarterback, 185 sophomore. 1,232 rushing yards on the year. The ball's on the left hash mark. They go right to left toward the north end zone. No wind. And the ball's on the ground. And McAfee jumps back on it at the 35, maybe the 34-yard line. Another walking up the field. We're going to call it the 35.
Yeah, Adler Miller was the ball carrier that time. Had the ball knocked away by the Panthers. but they were able to recover the fumble.
So that's not the start they were looking for, certainly for North Andrew. They've rushed the ball now for 47 yards in this ball game. McAfee under center, one set back, double tight end set, option left. McAfee keeps, McAfee hit, missed him, hit again. He'll have a yard on the play, and that's it.
Creighton Raub was the one to tackle him there. After breaking a couple tackles, Creighton Raub finally said, nope, enough's enough, you're down.
We talk about Mount City scoring four times over their defense. I mean, you got to shut out an eight-man football. I don't care. One slip, and it's a touchdown for the offense, no matter what. But they haven't given up a thing yet tonight.
They've only had three first downs, North Andrew. So, I mean, this Mount City defense just flying around, and here's another third and long.
Split right, slot right. We'll move a wingman to the right side, a motion man coming across. McAfee wants to air it out to the right side, and it is off the hands of his intended receiver in Mound City territory, but it would have been short of the first down anyway because he got cracked by Durr as soon as he got his hands on the ball.
Liam Durr flying in from the cornerback position to break up that pass. A good effort there by the freshman for the Mound City Panthers.
Fourth and 12 on your own side of midfield, and I see no hint of a punt.
No punt. No punting.
You almost can't.
No.
If you want to win the game, you got to go. They'll split a man wide right. That's Isaac Coates. 8 touchdown receptions on the year. Motion man going out there to him. McAfee looks. He airs out up the field. He's got a man. And, it's just off the fingertips at about the 10-yard line down there. That was intended for Coates. He outran everybody, but just could not quite catch up with it.
Henry Smith and Liam Durr back there on the defensive coverage for the Panthers that time. Turnover on downs, first and 10 for Mound City from the North Andrew 36-yard line.
McAfee's got a good arm, but as you hear a lot in college football and the pros sometimes, if he just put a little more air under, a little more loft, that would have probably been 6. But instead, it's a Mound City Panther football with 10:33 to go here in quarter number 3, leading 30-0. We're in a shotgun set for the Panthers again. Henry Smith fakes the option, runs into a big defender who says, you're not going very far, young man. Maybe 2 yards on the play.
Tackled that time by North Andrews Cooper Grishow, defensive tackle, senior, 220 pounds.
Mound City ran for 3 yards in the first half, and they're coming over the ball again in that gun. Receivers either side of the field, one setback, and they give it to Ralph up the middle. He's got running room, and he is to the end zone. Touchdown, Mound City. I thought they might call a holdout here at about the 15, but no flags. It's a touchdown for the Panthers.
34-yard touchdown drop by Creighton Ralph. He gets in the end zone once again, his third touchdown on the evening here.
339 yards on the ground for Mound City. They lead 36-0. This time it's a two-play drive.
Yeah.
Apparently we are on our way to a one long run or somewhere for the Panthers.
4-4-3-3-2. We got to have another two.
Yeah, there are two in there. Okay. They've been very successful in their two-point tries. This time, White splits out. Now here he comes in motion across the formation. And the ball to Ralph and Henry Smith leading the blocking.
Yeah, short.
Ralph is short and got knocked out of bounds over on the far side. 36-0 Mound City with the lead. We return to Zaglinski Field after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Thunderbirds. Winter's on the way. Are you ready? Cheap Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Cheap Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. This time it's a two-play, 36-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 34-yard touchdown run by Creighton Rout for his third score on the evening. Two-point conversion no good. That makes our score 36-0 with 9:57 left to go here in the third quarter.
Caleb Russell ready to boot it, End over end kick caught at the 24-yard line. Back up the field comes the ball carrier and knocked down at about the 27-yard line.
Trying to pick up a number. That was
13 carried it.
13 yeah. Carried it. Scott Manley on the defensive stop that time for the Panthers on the kickoff.
9:53 to go in this third period here at Mound City tonight. Lawrence Nelson beat Elmwood Murdoch tonight, 78-42 in Nebraska eight-man football. A lot of big scores tonight. Here we go, two men receiving right side, one on the left. They come in motion right to left. Quarterback keeper, McAfee runs the right side, got away from one man, breaks a tackle at 35 and out of bounds. Scampers for a good gain this time.
Yeah, over there to chase him out of bounds goes Henry Smith, able not to tackle, but just shove him out of bounds after the gain of 7 on the play.
Bring up second down and about 3. Suppose perhaps Mr. Gatula is listening on his way back from Croft, and he's got quite a drive. Might have the MSC Radio Sports app in his phone hooked up to his system and his pickup. He's pretty tech savvy, you know,
mm-hmm.
Old guy, unlike me. Here's a pass to the left side and right into the hands of John Guard at the midfield stripe. Guard to 30, 25, 20, attack. We're after him. He's at the 5. He hit the pylon, and he's out of bounds at the 1-yard line.
Out of bounds, man.
At the 1, about a 44-yard return for John Guard.
Chasing him down to get him out of bounds was North Andrews, Jackson Ritchie chasing him down after the interception.
44 with a 44-yard return for the Panthers. 9:03 to go in quarter number 3.
First and goal from the North Andrew 1 now for Mound City. Got to stop them 4 times, John.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. On your score sheet, they need a 2-play drive. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens here.
Take a knee.
Henry Smith. Back, looks, he tossed it, he caught it himself and tipped back to him. Smith, don't throw it again. You got to run it. He's still on his feet, and he's going to be brought down. They never got him off his feet, but Henry Smith with a completed pass and a reception for a loss of 2.
I'm not giggling because that was good by any means by the Panthers, but it's kind of funny how that happened.
Yeah.
He was able to corral the football after throwing a pass. He caught it himself and lost only 2 yards on the play. Second down and goal to go from the 3-yard line now.
I'm going to look at this later and go 8-8. What is that? So now it's second and goal from the 3, a loss of 2 on the pass play. Smith back, rolls left. He's got a defender there, and he throws an interception. It's going to be North Andrew running it back the other way, and pushed out of bounds on the far side is going to be the man with the interception at the 21-yard line.
John, that looked like the same exact play that they ran the prior time. This time ends up as an interception by North Andrew.
They should throw that play away. It did not work well. The interceptor, Cody, did you catch him? Was it 23?
I think it was 20, wasn't it?
20, Isaac Coates. Okay, that makes sense. Coates intercepts it and he returns it.
Coates or Ritchie, it could have been 8. I can't.
At any rate, they have the football. They had a 15-yard return there at their own. Where are we at here? Their own 21-yard line. So back-to-back interceptions with 7:50 to go. The ball runs straight ahead this time. And a short gain for, I believe it's going to be Miller on the carry, Adler Miller.
Yeah, Manley in on the stop for Mound City that time. A lot of action there for a couple plays. This time they decided just to keep the ball on the ground and run the ball.
Clock has ran down to 7:25 with all that. It doesn't seem like we've been playing very long in this third quarter, but the clock is moving quick, even with a couple of turnovers. Now we've got Mound City with a shoe repair.
Got her fixed.
High formation. Back is McAfee looking long. His man is out there. The defender catches up, and I can't remember. He must not have face guarding because the defender waving his arms up in the air. He knew the ball was coming, but it didn't hit him, and it falls incomplete, intended for Isaac Coates.
Yeah.
Hits down about the 25-yard line.
Liam Durr back there on the coverage, as well as Cole White. I don't know which one was in the face of the receiver that time, but ball is incomplete.
Third down and six. 7:01 to play, third quarter. 36-0 Mound City. You are listening to the Game of the Week, our presenting sponsor for tonight's game, Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Two receivers left, one to the right, and a double reverse with the football coming around the far side. Ooh. Jacob Hill, and Jacob Hill is in a collision on the sideline over there, and he's going to pay dearly for the yard and a half he got.
Nick Ivey come in there, just big hit on the freshman that time. Hill on the carry gets hit hard by Ivy.
Hill's only 140 pounds. And Nick Ivy's not all that big, but he does deliver a blow.
He can hit.
Here we go. Fourth down and three for North Andrew. Come over the football. I've had a tough time on these fourth downs tonight. And we've got one timeout.
Yep.
Called by North Andrew. 6:15 to go on the third. 36-0 Mound City. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bed in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stacked sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 8. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram, at The Grain Bin Tecumseh, so you can keep up with all of our specials and events. Now let's cheers to good times, downtown on the square in Tecumseh, at The Grain Bin.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
6:15 to go in the third quarter. John Nixon, Cody Schmong with you here in Mound City. Kurt Kilman back at the control board, keeping us in line tonight for the most part.
Thanks, Kurt.
Yep, you're doing a wonderful job. Turn and back is the quarterback to throw, and he airs it out at the sideline, and it's just off the fingers. And again, Jacob Hill, the intended receiver this time. Cody, the receivers are getting open. They're just overthrown by the slightest margin.
Yeah, that one hit the fingertips of the receiver that time and fell to the turf. Big pass play. I mean, he threw that thing 40 yards.
Got a good arm.
Yeah, downfield. So close to collecting or connecting on some of them big passes.
He can throw it on a line, and he can air it out either way. But, again, Mound City football at the North Andrew 28-yard line. 6:08 to go here in quarter number three now. Panthers over the football. Here they come. In the shotgun again. Spread set. Receivers either side of the field. And Smith fakes the pitch. Keeps it straight up the middle. He goes. He'll be inside the... down to right at the 25. A gain of three.
Tackle on the play. Adler Miller for the North Andrew Cardinals.
Mound City will move on. They'll play next week if they hold on here and win this ball game. They will be on the road next week at the number two seed if they win.
Yeah, that game will be played either in Burlington Junction or Graham, right, John, I believe?
Yep. All right, they'll split them again. Receivers either side of the field, the shotgun. And this time Smith just keeps her on the right side. He breaks to the side, 10, and tackled and taken down at the 7-yard line.
Tackled over there by Isaac Coates for the Cardinals. First and goal from the 7-yard line for Mound City here. Moving from our left to our right.
18-yard pickup this time. We were worried this afternoon. There was a big power outage here in Mound City. And Corey Miles, the superintendent here, said, well, we don't have power back by 3:30. We're going to have to call the game and move it to tomorrow afternoon because our referees come from Kansas City and are leaving at 3:30. Here we go. Toss the ball to the right side. Diving for the pylon, Creighton Ralph, and out of bounds at the 1-yard line.
Marked him out at the 1. Knocked out of bounds by Jackson Ritchie for the Cardinals.
So Ralph gets help up from Liam Durr. He's back into the huddle.
He did reach the ball out toward the goal, the pylon there, but he must have just stepped out of bounds a yard short.
But now it's second and goal from the one. Think they'll call that pass play to the left again?
I don't think so. Play clock's all the way down to 12 here. The Panthers are just breaking huddle. Something to keep an eye on.
I forgot that was even out there. All right, man in motion across the formation. Here's the snap. They give it to him. Coming across there, that's going to go as a touchdown pass to the running back, Cole White, for 1 yard.
Cole White with the 1 yard touchdown reception.
Yes, sir.
42-0, pending the point after here. If things stay as they have been, I would guess that Mountain City may try to run Cole White once again for the 2-point conversion drive.
Yeah, they have developed a pattern tonight, haven't they? All right, let's see. They're going to go in the gun formation. White coming across the formation. And this time they fake it to him, and it's Raup into the end zone around the left side off the guard's hip. In for a 2-point conversion. It's 44-0. Mound City with the lead. 4:46 to go in the third, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. It's a 4-play, 28-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 1-yard touchdown pass from Henry Smith to Cole White. From 1 yard out, the 2-point conversion good by Creighton Raup. Our score 44-0. Panthers have it teed up. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Caleb Russell bounces it up the field again. The ball recovered this time by Silas Miller, another freshman. And it'll be North Andrew ball at their own 37.
Clock is rolling now, even with a stoppage in play.
I saw one of the officials having a conversation with Coach Taylor Standiford during that time between the touchdown and the kickoff. Keep an eye on that clock, see what they do here. I set option right. Quarterback is knocked down. Levi McAfee pulled it, tried to go right, and lost 3 yards on the play.
Scott Manley back in there on defensive effort by the Mound City Panthers, and Manley will come to the sideline after that defensive stop.
Can't say enough about the Panther defense here.
Starting maybe work some younger guys in there now as Manley comes to the sideline. We'll try to catch you up on some numbers once we get them.
High formation again. Turn, quarterback. Hands it off to the second man through there. That's Adler Miller. He was stopped. He spun out of it, and he'll get to the midfield stripe, a gain of about 3.
New player on the field, Wesley Bryant, a senior for this Mound City Panther squad on the tackle, brings up a 3rd down and 7 to go right at the midfield stripe.
I guess he gained about 6 there, excuse me. They had it 3rd, and they lost 3 in the previous play, so he got 6 yards. It's 3rd and 7.
Clock rolling, 2:22 left to go here in the third quarter, 44-0, Mound City in front.
I set, back, wanted to throw. McAfee wheels it out here on the left side to his running back, who spins away from one tackle. Nice job by Jacob Hill, a gain down inside the 25 to the 24, Mound City. Up, flag.
Flag on the play here. Good execution there by North Andrew. See what this flag ends up being if they do stop the clock for the penalty.
The young men in the white jerseys are walking backwards. That's not a good sign for them.
Not good. Holding the call against the North Andrew Cardinals. That penalty be accepted to bring up 3rd down and long for the Cardinals.
See right here, from the 40.
10 yards.
A go from the spot, so it's down to the 31. So they got 9. With the hold. So now it's going to be 3rd and 8. That's how you do that, I guess. So here we go, 3rd and 8 again. And here they come over the football.
Just retry.
Pretty much, yeah. McAfee back to pass. He, oh, had it right in the hands of his receiver who got thumped on the sideline.
That was Cole White flying in from his cornerback position to break that pass up.
I'm going to credit Jacob Hill for getting up.
Oh.
He got rocked.
Right in the back, too. That couldn't have felt good.
Absolutely rocked on the side, nowhere to go. No wonder he couldn't hang on to it.
Good effort, though. Great effort.
Oh, absolutely. 4th and 8 now.
Clock still running. 1:25 to go here. We are still in the third as the Panthers lead 44-0.
So they have officially one of the running clock, because otherwise an incomplete pass, that would have stopped it. So,
yeah.
No, we didn't really get the high sign there, but now we figured it out anyway. And now we've got a timeout called by North Andrew. They're second of the second half. 1:13 to go in the quarter. They're down 44-0 to the Mound City Panthers, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, everybody. Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, your Gravely dealer. Come on in and check out our great selection of mowers. We've got 10 different models in stock, starting with the little ZT34 for that small yard, all the way up to our ProTurn 360 for the professional. Also, right now, we've got 0% interest for 48 months with approved credit, so come on in and apply today or do it from the comfort of your home. We've got a great lineup. Come in, check them out today. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Minute 13 left of the third quarter, and Coach Williams from North Andrews out to the hash mark with a question for the man in the white hat who's in control. Leaves the field, goes back over there. All right, shotgun set, 4th and 8, and a throw. McAfee in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. And Coach Williams now is not happy, and whoops, he, I believe, as they say, he protested too much, and we have a flag.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing from our position up here, that's going to be on the sideline.
I think you're right. It's a tough game. Tough game.
Well, it should be Mound City ball in the play.
Yeah.
Personal foul against Mound City.
I think he pointed the wrong way. Oh. No, he didn't.
Okay. Now, I'm officially confused.
Now they're back. Well, it must have been against Mound City.
Huh. Yeah, they're marking off penalty yard against the Panthers. I did not see what happened down there.
There was a late, kind of a late hit on the play, but I didn't know that it maybe. Yeah, maybe a little something extra that we didn't see, or maybe something said, right? Could have been something said. On the pass breakup, there was a lot of contact, so could have been something involved there, too.
So the ball's down to the 26, perhaps. That's why Cooch was unhappy. 1st and 10 of the Panther, 26, with 1:10 to go in the third. Mound City up 44-0. Here comes we're having a gathering of men in striped shirts now.
Yeah, still discussing. Both teams are over the football. As we see it here on our left, and the officials are clear back here at midfield having a conversation. Now a third official comes over to join in on it.
That back judge going, I'm not going up there. I'm staying right here.
Let's see. Personal foul against Mound City.
Right. I had that.
First down.
Mound City ball.
Okay. All right. So it was
after the play.
After the play.
Okay.
It just backed them up.
All right.
Okay. Which
that,
makes sense.
That
personal
makes
foul
sense.
After
okay.
the play should have been.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Now.
Now we're squared away.
Hey, they're doing a good job. I mean, it's confusing. Now Coach Williams is out to the hash mark again.
Wondering what is going on.
This is his second trip to the hash mark here in the last.
Same play.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Hasn't changed.
So, well.
Well, 1:10 on the clock, nonetheless, right?
Yeah, he wants to And I don't blame him. I want an answer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, don't blame him at all.
So he's just doing his job, protecting his kids. Going, what in the world? What? I got to explain this to somebody. Tell me what's going on here. And when you get done with him, then come on up here and talk to us. Mount City ball, first down and 10 of their own 26. All right.
After all that, they would say.
This clock has been on a minute 10.
Yeah, for a while. We were supposed to have running clocks.
Yeah, well, it stopped. It stuck.
It's right there.
Here come the Panthers over the football, first and 10.
We're going to play.
There we go. 44-0 Panthers lead. Motion man in the shotgun. Give it back to Ralph. Creighton runs the left side with Henry Smith out blocking in front of him, and he's out of bounds on the far side. As the clock goes under a minute to play here in quarter number three.
You know, a lot to be said out of all that. We were talking about the officials meeting up and having a conversation. We can't thank the officials enough for what they do. You know, there's not enough officials in this world of football for high school sports anymore. So don't take that as we were saying bad things. It was just they were having a conversation. We do thank them all the time for what they do.
And they got her figured out. And it's been a very well-played game from that standpoint. Not many penalties at all. Credit the teams for that. And now here is a quarterback keeper, Smith, around the right side. 30, 35, out of bounds at the 37. He'll have a gain of 7 and a Panther first down.
Cooper Grish out there to chase him out of bounds. Not until Smith was able to get a first down.
You know, Cody, if Mound City picks up another 150 yards tonight in this game, they'll have about the same total as Mr. Holmes of Rockport had in the game 2 weeks ago for Rockport by himself. What a night he had. All right, that's the end of the third quarter as time expires. 44-0 Mound City with the lead. We're back at Zaglensky Field after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, it's Mound City football. Here we go, first down and 10. They have a split man wide to the right. They have a split man wide to the left. They throw it out to Durr, far sideline. And Liam Durr, the freshman, has nowhere to go. Good defense.
Wilmus over there on the stop. Tyson, sophomore for the North Andrew Cardinals, on the defensive stop.
Nothing doing that time. It'll bring up second down and 10 now for the Panthers, their own 37-yard line.
Look down below here. There's one of them going-to-be football players one day dressed up in a Halloween costume with a Chiefs helmet on. Kind of fun to see here taking in the football game this evening.
Not Travis Kelce, is it?
I don't think so.
Too short?
Yeah, too short.
Okay. 44-0, Mound City with the lead. Here we go, second and 11. They're going to call it. It's Ralph, and he's off to the races. He's at the 25-20, and he runs past the last defender for the touchdown from 43 yards away.
43-yard touchdown. Just cruise by Creighton Ralph.
Creighton is having
fourth
a big numbers-wise.
Touchdown
night
on the night.
How many?
Fourth.
Wow. That's a bunch.
That's right. That's a 50 spot for the Panthers here. 50-0, pending a 2-point conversion.
420 yards on the ground now for Mound City tonight. Here we go for a 2-point try for Mound City. A split man to either side of the field. They've been in the shotgun exclusively in the second half. White goes in motion left to right. Smith keeps the football, turns the corner, and he sneaks in inside the pylon. And it's now 52-0 Mound City at the 11:01 mark of the fourth quarter. We're back after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. This time it's a four-play drive by the Mountain City Panthers of 54 yards, capped off by a 43-yard touchdown run by Creighton Raup, his fourth of the evening. The two-point conversion ran in by quarterback Henry Smith. That makes the score 52-0.
Here's the kickoff, and North Andrew on the return. A little deeper kick this time. They'll run it back out to about the 25-yard line.
On all the Mound City touchdowns, John, there has been four play, three play, two play, four play. So quick drives by the Panthers, resulting in big time touchdowns.
They're at their own North End, or at their own 28. How many touchdowns did you say Creighton Raup has?
He has four.
Sure, it's not five. Did he get a receiving touchdown in there too? Or did I write one
that
down?
Was White. That was White
that
on
was
the receiving. Yep.
I wrote them down. I wrote the number down. 11 instead of 10. Excuse me. Keep me straight, Cooey.
Oh, that's all right.
I need help. Here is a play up the middle, and North Andrew breaks away across the 40. Ow! And a tackle going down awkwardly with the football this time for North Andrew as the freshman, Jacob Hill. But he bounces up, and he wobbles a little going back to the huddle, but that's probably one of their better plays of the night.
I was going to say it took him just a second, but he was able to get up and keep trotting back to the huddle here to get back in there.
17-yard gain. That is probably their best running play of the night. That puts them up at 81 yards running the football. Corey Miles, superintendent, told me if Mount City wins, which it looks like they will, they'll play their game next week at Burlington Junction. And quarterback keeper up the middle goes McAfee, jumps forward across the 20 and inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. He'll move it down there, 17 yards.
Liam Durr on the tackle after the gain by the Cardinals. Liam Durr, the freshman, on the tackle.
Back-to-back, 17-yard runs. Bouncy defense would like to get a shutout. The North Andrew Cardinals would like to get on the board here to see what happens here in the final 9 minutes of this ballgame. Cardinals come over the ball. They were huddled up a long way back here this time. Got a little sprint back up to the ball. One set back, a slip man to the right, and the quarterback pulls it. Ball loose. There's an old mine.
Still loose.
It's a scrum. The ball is trying to get away. And North Andrew must have it.
Must have stayed on it. But that ball, once it hit the ground, it ended up 6 yards ahead of where he dropped it at.
They ended up gaining
almost seven, maybe?
Yeah, from the 18 down to the 11. Yeah, they got 7 yards out of that.
Yeah, you'll take it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
However you can get it.
You don't get fumble in the mouth either. So now it's going to be second down and 3 from the Panther 11-yard line. High set, second and 3, McAfee, quarterback. Option, fakes to the fullback, pulls it out of there. He's down inside the 10 to the 5, a gain of 6, and a first down. It's first and goal.
All right, first and goal for the North Andrew Cardinals this time, 8 minutes and 11 seconds with the clock rolling here. But let's see if the Cardinals can punch it in.
Both teams have struggled in these goal
situations right.
Tonight.
Yep. We've had fumble, interception, another interception in the end zone to start things. Yeah. Struggles are real inside the 10.
Now, Mousy has 52 points on the board. Yes, they struggled inside the goal-to-go situation a couple times. And now it's going to be Mackey with a keeper, and he's into the end zone. And the shutout is gone, and the Cardinals are on the board from 5 yards away.
The quarterback, Levi McAfee, on the 5-yard touchdown run. two-point conversion pending here. Ball sits at the three-yard line.
Five plays covering 52 yards for the Cardinals. 52-6 and the two-point try coming. McAfee in the pistol, in the gun. Got receivers, two right, three right, one to the left. He's back, he jumps, he throws, and
got
it's
it.
Caught in the end zone over there on the far side, I believe. That was probably Isaac Coates 20.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yep.
Coates with the catch, and now it's 52-8, Mound City with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This Morning Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. It's a five-play, 52-yard touchdown drive capped off by a five-yard touchdown run by Levi McAfee, the quarterback. Two-point conversion good on a pass from McAfee to Coates from 3 yards out on the two-point conversion. 52-8 to score, 7:43 left to go, fourth quarter.
My firm belief, man, she thought they were kicking off. They were all lined up at the 40-yard line there. Here's a kickoff, goes out of bounds around the 20-yard line here, so we'll have to get this one straightened out. Role models more important than ever in today's society, but you can serve as a role model yourself or others. Next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event, good sports are winners and are also vital to representing our fine sports tradition. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember, be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's see what the decision is. The side judge still has the football in his arms. They haven't even placed it yet. Now they're going to say, obviously, free kick out of bounds.
Procedure. 25 yards, Nate Mann, you get the ball?
30, I think.
Could be.
Oh, he's going to march it off, though. Standing at the 30. Looks like he's in the sprinter position. Turns the other way.
And both teams coming back out here.
Kick it.
We kick it again?
Nope.
Nope.
Maybe? No. Ball is just going to be at the 35-yard line, first and 10 for Mound City here.
Okay. Here we go. We're not going to worry about it. Here's what it is. Mound City has the ball at their own 35. 7:43 to go. Split back set for the first time in the second half. Panthers have a new quarterback in there and a new running back. And he dropped the football. Now picks it up. Well, I can throw that spotting chart away. From Mound City in there. And quarterback now is Parker Hale, a sophomore. And he tossed the ball back for that time to Brody Voltmer, a freshman. Brody couldn't hang on to the hot potato. It's a loss of 5 yards.
Colin Seibert, Cardinal over there on the top four of the Cardinals. Starting to rotate some different people in there now for both teams as the clock's down to 7:10 left to go here in quarter number four. Panthers in the huddle here.
All right, they come over the ball at their own 30-yard line now. Turn, toss the ball back. This time carrying the football is that Ralph? That can't be 11, is it?
Tubbs. Cade Tubbs.
Okay. Ah, 14. All right. Cade Tubbs with the carry. Cade got about a yard back on the play.
That's Cooper Hamblin, I think, over there on the stop that time for the Cardinals.
So the Panthers now face third down and 14 yards to go.
Play is being brought in by the newly inserted quarterback, Parker Hale. He will break huddle, stop in her center.
Split the backs. Third and 15, third and 14 from the 31. Toss it back. running around to the near left side of the football is going to be, is that Wesley Bryant, number 7?
Yep.
Bryant with the carry. He'll pick up about a yard on the play. And we may or may not see a punt.
Connor Campbell, a freshman for North Andrew, on the stop that time for North Andrew.
Lots of new jerseys in the ball game here.
No punt.
No punt. Oh, we had a punt in the game? I don't think
no
so.
No punts.
Nope. Why waste your time punting the football? You can't score
go
a punt.
For it.
Split back set, 4th and 13. Option right, quarterback getting his defense, getting his offensive line pushed back into him. He's got nowhere to go. Parker Hale that time had nothing but a little avalanche of white jerseys after him, and he's going to lose about 4 yards.
Turnover on downs, 1st and 10 North Andrew from about the 26-yard line of Mound City. Good field position to start here. Clock just rolled past 5 minutes left to play here in quarter number 4. The Panthers on top, 52-8 in the first round, right?
Yes.
Of Missouri playoffs.
Districts.
Districts.
Yep. That was a 4-play drive.
There you go. They haven't had one more in about 6.
Okay, here comes North Andrew over the football. Oh, my goodness. Here we go now. I got another bunch of new players. Quarterback is Camden Holm, a freshman. He turns. He gives the ball off to his tailback. I believe that's Gage Cox, a sophomore. Gage had nowhere really to go. We're going to call it a gain. No gain on the play.
Isaac.
Actually, I'm just going to quit keeping numbers now.
Isaac Hare, I think, was the stop. The guy getting the tackle for the Panthers that time.
I've got Creighton Ralph at 193 yards and 4 touchdowns on the night running the ball.
Man, it's a good night.
Yes, it is.
They turn, give to the fullback this time.
Still trying to plow his way forward and down to the 20-yard line. We'll go that fullback up off the bottom. Is that Colin Siebert? Siebert?
M or Hamlin, no. Maybe. 18? I can't tell. I think it's 18.
Sure, 18, okay. That would be Hamlin, Jr. So it's 3rd down and 4 now as they pick up 6 on the play. Clock moving down, 3:20 to go. Don't forget volleyball action tomorrow on Sunny 101.3. Johnson County Central, Elmwood Murdoch tomorrow afternoon. Here's the ball going to the fullback, straight ahead on the carry. Not much running room that time for Campbell.
Stop on the play by Mound City's Brody Voltmer, a freshman in on the stop.
Gain of a couple, bring up 4th down and about 2.
Clock is rolling, 2:50 to play. 4th down and 2.
Quarterback in there again is Camden Holm, a freshman. 5'7", 120-pounder. Got him lined up in the eye. He's going to keep it. The quarterback goes straight forward, and he's not going to get there. They're going to say short. It's Mound City football.
Well, I think the ball might have, nonetheless,
come out.
Mound City, I think it came out and ended up in the hands of a Panther.
I thought that he had got the 1st down, and then all of a sudden they pointed the other way. Okay.
Might have been what happened then, huh?
I would think. So it's Mound City football.
We need those replay things.
Oh,
up
that'd be nice. Rennick Raider checks
work
in the
on
ball
that.
Game.
Get us some replay up here so we can see what happened.
I don't know if it'll help.
Probably not.
It's going to help us know what's going on.
2:03 left to play here in the 4th.
All right, here come the Panthers over the football again. 1st down and 10 at their own. Oh, yeah, the 14-yard line. And we've got a stoppage in play here.
Must just took a knee.
Oh, he took a knee.
Took
okay,
a knee.
I didn't even see him snapping. All right. So, yeah, okay. Took a knee. That's the way the game is going to end with Mount C. Taking a knee here a couple more times. The clock's down to just 90 seconds to go in this contest.
52-8. Mount City's going to come out on top here this evening. Like we mentioned earlier, they will move on to the next round to face Nottoway Valley on next Friday night in Burlington Junction, we have confirmed.
Yes.
As the quarterback, Parker Hale, takes another knee for the Panthers.
And here comes a whole other defensive unit. Parker, Norton, on.
Yeah, your starters are back out there for North Andrew, just letting them get one more snap here for the final down of the season for the North Andrew Cardinals. Their season comes to a close. I believe the record was 4-6 after this evening.
Yep.
I believe that's correct. Mound City moves into next week's play.
7-3 they will be. Panthers, first winning season since 2020.
I think their defense just showed up big time tonight,
yes,
right? I mean,
did.
I think they did well on offense, too. Don't get me wrong. But their defense just wouldn't let North Andrew do anything for their offense.
And that is likely going to be their last play of this football game tonight. With that knee taken by Mound City, they will win it by a score of 52-8. Mound City with the win, 7-3 on the season. They head off to the near sideline. North Andrew heads off to their sideline. And the Panthers advance to the semifinals of the district next Friday at Burlington Junction. We'll take a 1-2 minute timeout. We'll be back here at Siglinski Field in Mound City and wrap up the ball game.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Siglinski Field. John Nixon and Cody Shamwal here with you tonight. Cody, the final score, 52-8. Big night, Creighton Ralph. Did you say four touchdowns?
Yeah, four touchdowns all on the ground. He had a 24-yard touchdown run in the first half, a 2-yard touchdown run, and in the third quarter had a 34-yard touchdown run and a 43-yard touchdown run. So, scoring from all over the place. I can only imagine how many total yards he had tonight.
Well, I had him down for 193 rushing on just 13 carries tonight and those four touchdowns that we talked about. Also, the stat line, well, quarterback Henry Smith, 12 carries, 79 yards, a touchdown, 7 carries, 58 yards for the fullback for Mount City tonight. That was Cole White. He had all those carries in the first half. The stat line tonight, though, is Henry Smith, the quarterback, hit 4 out of 5 passes. For 6 yards, a touchdown, and an interception.
Well, not so bad.
And he had one reception for minus 2 yards.
Did.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's a big night. Anytime the quarterback catches his own pass, a lot of fun, silly things can happen. And Henry probably next time said, get that thing out of here. I don't want to catch anymore. So, anyway, that's where we are at. The final score is going to be a win for Mound City here tonight. 52-6, the final. And I don't think Platte Valley defeated East Atchison. No, East Atchison beat Platte Valley tonight 44-36. So they'll play Rockport next week and Mound City at Burlington Junction. We'll let you know what's going on next week as far as our coverage of Missouri High School football district action. Tomorrow it's volleyball, Elwood Murdoch and Johnson County Central, the only undefeated team in the state of Nebraska in high school volleyball. They're 30-0, looking for their ticket to get punched to Lincoln next week. That's on Sunny 101.3. KTNC tomorrow afternoon, 2:50 pregame, 3 o'clock kickoff, 3 o'clock first serve. Fall City State Hart will be out at Cambridge tomorrow afternoon.
Troy Nelson.
Yep, Troy Nelson on the call. You'll hear that on KTNC tomorrow afternoon, followed by Husker football tomorrow evening against USC. For Cody and for Kurt Cohen, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody, from Mound City.